Biggie squeezes to make shit fit. Now check the shit, I got the pack of Rough Riders in the back of the Pathfinder. You know the epilogue by James Todd Smith. I get swift with the lyrics.
Check the method. Check. Break the method.
Break it down. Stop. Stop.
Stop. When I drop ya, I feel for you. Feel. Like Shaka Khan, I'm the Don. Pussy when I want Rolex on the arm. You'll die slow but calm. Recognize my face so there won't be no mistake. Who the fuck is this? Page of me at 540.
We gon' get on down. We gon' get on down now. Now.
Yeah. Yeah.
I smoke hydro, rock diamonds, that's sick. Got paid off my flow, rhyme with my own clip. Take trips to Cairo, laying with your bitch. I know you playing, you was rich, fucking prick. When I see you, I'ma kick in the door, waving the 4-4.
Uh-huh.
All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. Kick in the door, waving the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more.
Kick in the door.
Excuse me, flows just grow through me. Like trees to branches, cliffs to avalanches. It's the praying mantis, deep like the mind of Farrakhan. A motherfucking rap phenomenon, plus
I got more glocks and text than you.
I make it hot,
niggas won't even stand next to you.
Niggas touch me, you better bust me 3 times in the head, or motherfuckers dead. You thought so?
Fuck that, I preach it, my nine reaches. The procedures, can't to speak this. Really shit, flooded pieces, my hand releases. Snatches, smack your cabbage. Half-ass rappers shouldn't have it, so I grab it. Never run, the outcome is usually a beat down brutally. Fuck who you be or where you're from, west or east coast. Squeeze toast, leave most in the blood they laying in. What, them rings and things you sing about, bring them out. It's hard to yell when the barrel's in your mouth. It's more than I expect.
Hey, yo. I know you hear me talking to you, little nigga.
What's going on, brother? I gotta say, that mix was legit.
Oh, I got Mo. I got Mo in the clip. I got way Mo in the clip. I got way Mo in the clip. I got like 5 of them things, and we gonna tap into all of them throughout the duration of this show as we celebrate the late, great Christopher George Latoe Wallace. The greatest rapper of all time. I have no malice in my heart when I say that it is not Tupac, it is not Jay-Z, it is not Snoop, it is not Nas. Any rapper that you can think of, I promise you, they all take a backseat to Notorious B.I.G., the greatest rapper to ever bless a microphone. Dang, it break my heart. It's been 20 years since he was murdered, bro. 23 years, bro.
23 years on the date. Let me ask you something. As far as anniversaries go, why do we celebrate, why do we have anniversaries for people's death versus on their birthdays when they was living?
Well, I believe that Your death date is like kind of like somewhat just as important as your birthday. It just is a date that will always resonate with people that you know you that loved you, that were fond of you, and that you had relationship rapport with and all that stuff. I mean, we celebrate both. I mean, you know, not death in the actual you know moment, but in the year, you know, the following things, like you said, you know, why? And my retort to that is like, why not? just why not? You know, why not celebrate life? We remind ourselves of that, you know, daily that, you know, life is indeed short. It's very short.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to celebrate it while
every moment.
Heck yeah, you got to celebrate while you're here. Oh, shoot, let's tap in right quick. Matty Yams and Wood, we checking in. Let's see who this is, 314. I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think 314, what is that? 314 area code. Let's check in and see what's going on.
What's going on, young people?
381, what's shaking? Who this and where we calling in from?
I'm calling from the Midwest and the South. This is Pianchi. How you doing,
man? Midwest.
Hey, what's going on, man? How you doing? What's shaking, man? What's going on?
Well, look, I'm a grandfather. And during the time that Christopher Wallace was coming up, I didn't care for no hip-hop music.
Okay.
But I have to tell you this, with all sincerely, I really appreciated him. He was something else. I don't know if you know when somebody describes you as being something else, just what that means. It means just that he was something else. And the stuff that took him out where we as a people could not enjoy him like it was meant to be, that was a terrible and disgraceful thing that happened. Because no one should be taken away from a people something as great as he was. And he was just going up at the time. And his lyrics, you could relate to him. Like in Juicy, when he talking about Christmas missed us and no more sardines for dinner, that was things that people could relate to.
Thank you.
And I think he was worth about $100 million when he died. He would have been a billionaire plus. And his personality and what he, just looking at him, big old guy. Big Papa, like you got here in one of your hashtags. So I really was sorry to hear what happened to him. And I didn't follow him in the beginning, but as I began to take out time and listen to what he was saying, he was spot on. So, no, he was a good person, and I really miss him. But you young folks, go ahead on and carry on with your show. I just had to come in and say that about Biggie.
We appreciate you checking in from the Midwest. Thank you for calling and tapping in with us. Be sure to, you know, subscribe on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Play. Just keep in tune with, you know, a lot of things in
store. All right,
in the way. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, but that's what it is. You can tell just not just but music. He was a big influence in hip hop and in the black community and the black culture.
And still is. And still
is.
Very
like
much
you
so
said,
is.
And like you said, without a shadow of a doubt, he is the greatest rapper to ever live and still is the greatest rapper to ever bless a microphone.
Alright. Let me ask you this. What is your favorite Biggie song?
My favorite Biggie song.
Just give me one. I don't want to listen to them. Just your absolute favorite Biggie song.
Give me the loop. Give me the loop. Give me the loop. Give me the
okay.
loop.
Okay. Okay. For why give me the loop? Out of his list of hits and just dope content in his discography, what is it about Give Me the Loop that you love and appreciate so much?
The first song I ever heard by Biggie was, of course, Big Papa and Juicy.
Speak on it.
The first song I could ever rap verbatim, Give Me the Loop. It was something about him playing two different characters in the same song made it like, yo, this is dope. And then it came to Warning, and it came to Niggas Bleed. Long Kiss Goodnight is one of my favorites. The What is dope.
Him and Method,
that's cocaine.
You missed that part. I had a snippet of that in my first mix. That had played like shortly before you had called in. But, you know, you catch that back on the playback. Like I said, if we got more Biggie mixes that we're going to get into. Okay, you said, give me the loop. Give me the loop.
Give me the loop. Give me the loop.
And, I'm a bad man. For me, I want to say my favorite Biggie song, it has to be One More Chance, Stay With Me remix. Not the original One More Chance, the remix with Mary, Faith, and it was somebody else on the hook. But them two stand out the most. And the reason why the One More Chance remix is my favorite Biggie song, I just feel like that is the perfect blend of hip-hop and R&B and giving me being like, you know what I'm saying, super-duper fly and, you know, saucy and all that stuff. That whole song like speaks to my personality, my vibe, my aura. You feel me? Like, I pop the freaks, all the honeys, dummies, playboy bunnies, those wanting money, them the ones I like to play to get Nathan. You feel me? Like, that song just, like, fits my whole, like, and then, like, the video, which nowadays, like, I know it ain't really that much of, like, concentration on music videos, but that whole music video was just fly. That had what we feel like parties should be. I mean, it's a shame that it's like we can't go and really like party and enjoy ourselves anymore without people bringing the drama and the BS, you know, along with them to the function and all that stuff. But that whole video to me just encompasses what a gathering and a party and a celebration amongst us, ourselves with ourselves should be. Everybody just chilling, everybody vibing, rocking out to the music. The ladies is in the spot looking hella fly and all that. That's my favorite Biggie song, the Stay With Me remix.
Yeah, that's a pretty good song. Tell me, what do you think about Just Playing?
Dreams of true and an R&B chick. I'm not saying, but of. All right. So in that song, he mentioned Mary J, which she still is fine to this day. Chaka Khan. Who else did he mention? Patti LaBelle.
he probably go to jail for that one.
Yeah. Ooh, Regina Bell, she probably do me swell. Jasmine Guy was fly. Mariah Carey's kind of scary. Oh,
I'm scary.
What about my honey Mary? Them jeans, they fit in like a glove.
They fit in like a glove.
Since
real love.
I tell you this. One song by Biggie that I really never appreciated. A song that I always skip, even though I got it downloaded in my library. I think it is one of the worst Biggie songs ever. And I'm going to get your take on this. Player Hater. I do not like that song.
Player Hater.
Biggie
was
great.
I like that song.
I could not stomach that singing and then what Puffy was doing all throughout that song. I'm like, you don't shut that mess up. Like, I couldn't have kept a straight face if I would have been in the studio with them while they was recording that song. I'm like, y'all not about to put this on the album. I know that. I know y'all not about to put this on the album. I do not like Player Hater. That is my least favorite Biggie song.
I need to go through my list. I didn't really care for Don. I could listen to Player Hater. As far as Downfall, I didn't really care for Downfall too much.
What? Do it not give you that certain feel? What is it about Downfall and DMC that you don't like?
Look, that whole album, Life After Death, to me, it has so many good songs on it. I just felt like that was one of the ones that was more weak. Because to me, Long Kiss Goodnight and You're Nobody is two of the greatest songs off that whole album. Of course, we can talk about Nasty Boy. That was, you know, I mean, niggas bleed. I mean, that whole album was dope. I just, that was one song that I could not get down with.
Don't forget that Life After Death was a double disc. Don't forget Life After Death was a double disc.
Yeah,
so we got two albums.
I
did too. Yeah, I purchased it.
It
yeah, I purchased
I
it.
Did too.
Even so much so, if you know CDs and things were still popping, you know, nowadays, if I just so happened to, you know, come across that, I would purchase it just for, you know, collector's purposes. Even if I caught it on vinyl, I would still purchase it. Just, you know, out of sheer like affinity and appreciation for Biggie. So, let's break down right quick. Let me get into another mix right quick. See how you enjoy this.
Hit it.
Already.
But they don't understand how I feel about the funk. I walk with the funk. I talk with the funk. I eat with the funk. I sleep with the funk. I live off the funk. I die off the funk. I live off the funk. All the snitches from staying in my business. What is this? Relentless approach to know if I'm broke or not. Just cause I joke and smoke a lot don't mean I don't tote the Glock. 16 shots for my niggas in the pen until we motherfucking meet again.
Check this out. Risks out.
Come on. Yeah.
Drop it.
As I sit back, relax, stream a blunt, sip a Beck. Think about the sexy singers that I wanna sex. I probably go to jail for fucking Patti LaBelle. Ooh, Regina Bell, she probably do me swell. Jasmine Guy was fly, Mariah Carey's kinda scary. Wait a minute, what about my honey Mary? Them jeans, they fitting like a glove. I had a crush on you. When I get dusted, I like to spread the blood like mustard. Trust it, my hardcore rain leaves you rusted. Move over, Lucifer, I'm more ruthless. Leave you toothless, you kip it, I flip it. Hands don't affect me, I hit them with the tech. Jeans disrespect me, my potency is deadly. I'm shooting babies, no ifs, ands, or maybe.
Talk to me, Woods.
Cold. Straight cold.
I got Mo. I got Mo. We ain't done yet. I still got Mo.
I tell you what. If you're listening to this podcast right now, you ain't going to find a better mix that's going on right now. My boy DJ Matty Ann is mixing something terrible tonight. They're going to tune in. Matter of fact, we're going to need to come out with a Come On Somebody CD mix with a dedication to the homie Biggie, just with these mixes on it.
Heck, yeah. It was such a gorgeous day out today.
Oh, man. 70 degrees, sunny, beautiful.
Yes. Beautiful women all over the place. They have come out the woodworks because they have been trapped inside and confined in their living spaces with this cold and harsh weather. It was so lovely to see all the lovely ladies out today. And for that little commute that I had from my job to work, where I, you know, rest my head at, because I had to, you know, get, you know, home to tap in and really, you know, go in the archives and pull all of the Biggie songs that we love and appreciate in order to, you know, create this mix so that by the time we was ready to start the show, everything, you know, hot and, you know what I'm saying, ready to go. But I tell you, it was just a great day to just be out, having your system up, just listening to Big. I was listening to Long Kiss Goodnight on my way to work this morning.
Oh, man. That is a song.
Super lit. But don't worry, that's in one of my mixes that we still got left to, you know, get into. But
anybody that knows, when me and you get together and we ride in the car, there's a couple songs that's just gonna get played back to back to back. 9 times out of 10, it's gonna be a Biggie song. It might be a Mike Jack song. It might be a Luther song. But I tell you, we have never, me and Maddie Ann, have ever been in a car together, the same vehicle, and not played Biggie.
How can you not? How can you not?
His music yeah. is just that great. His music is just that great. That
it is.
It's just, see, a lot of times people don't know, when our long rides together is only because we got in the car and music got the plan and we just found ourselves driving somewhere.
Yeah, it should. It is so therapeutic to just get in your vehicle and just play some music. I ain't even got a headlight, no destination, going nowhere. You just want to get in your whip. You just want to blast your music and just enjoy the open road. Freedom. Definitely got to enjoy your freedom. And that is something, that is one of my vices to help cope with life and the drama that you have, fooling with people at work, fooling with people in your family, et cetera, et cetera. You understand me? You know, when I'm going back and creating, you know, this mix, you know, this, you know, this ode to, you know, Biggie. And when I think about music nowadays, bro, it's not, it really ain't to, you know, like, slander nobody, but how is it that music, his music, that is almost 3 decades old, sounds way fresher, sounds way cleaner, and it's way more enjoyable than what music has been, I want to say, in, like, the hip-hop realm for, like, the past 15 years or so. In my humble opinion.
Personally, I believe there's no substance in rap no more. A new flow will come out, and everybody wants to sound the same. That's the thing. Back then, nobody sounded like Biggie. That's what made his stuff stand out. Now, everybody wants to copycat somebody. Everybody wants to sound like everybody else. The choppy flow, the junk was and still is trash. Everybody just wants to sound the same. I think that's why you have all these rap songs and hip-hop songs. I don't even consider much of it rap anymore. It's basically hip-hop. And that's why you have all this hip-hop. And it all sounds the same simply because everybody, that's it. Everybody wants to do the same flow. Nobody wants to be original or stay true to themselves and have their own flow.
And I think the game...
I mean, name me another artist that sounded like Biggie and Biggie's song.
Nobody. And that was, like, going to segue us perfectly into, like, my next point, because with this surge of technology and things, it's made an avenue for everyone to become, you know, more easily accessible. And like you said, back then, I know originality and authenticity is everything in hip-hop, like you said. And the game definitely was not oversaturated back then, so you could have more of a focus on a particular artist, even like with the like record labels and things, like with artist development and those kinds of things. You just don't see that no more. You see like a lot of artists that, you know, are like independent, and it ain't no knock to them, you know, because it's like, what can a major record label really do for you now? I know if anything, a lot of these artists and stuff have like distribution deals or whatnot, but it's like they're making their own beats. They're, you know, really like owning in and producing their own music and distributing it, you know, on their own merit and things. But like you said, everybody sound the same. I know like we had that era where, you know, Lil Jon and the Crump era. I know we had a little period where everybody was, you know, dancing and all those kinds of things, you know, with the Soulja Boy and D4L and the Franchise Boys and, you know, like, what was that one song? You're a Jerk or whatever. That freak.
Yep. Oh, that's man.
Yeah.
Swag surfing.
And, yeah, swag surfing and the Sankey leg and everything. And then we got to, like, where, like, the Migos pretty much just really got their chokehold on the game, where, like you said, everybody was doing that choppy, that rapid flow. And it's,
yep.
I can't stomach it. And in my eyes, it's like, okay, I'm in my mid-20s. A lot of artists that, you know, have been popping within, like, the last decade or so are pretty much our age. But why is it that I just don't get into like this new era? I just don't do it to none of these artists. Like, I am stuck in like the 90s listening to hip hop and R&B. And it just makes my soul like cry out when I think of when I just hear rap and R&B now.
Yeah, I understand that.
You ready? Drum roll.
Drum roll. Give it to me. Give me the drum roll.
Another one for you. Let's rock.
Mad clips at these cats for their bricks and chips. Number three, never trust nobody. Your mama set that ass up, properly gassed up, hoodie the mask up. For that fast buck, she be laying in the bushes to light that ass up. Number four, know you heard this before. Never get high on your own supply. Number five, never sell no crack where you rest at. I don't care if they want an ounce, tell them bounce. Number six, that goddamn credit, get it. You take a crackhead paying you back, shit, forget it. Seven, this rule is so underrated. Keep your family and business completely separated.
Yeah. Yeah. Check the method. Check, break the method.
It's a stick up, and I'm shooting niggas quick if you hiccup. Don't let me throw my clip up in your back and headpiece, the opposite of peace. Send him on Duke of Reef. You're talking to the robbery expert. Step into your wake with your blood or my shirt. Don't be a jerk and get smoked over being resistant. Cause when I lick shots, the shit's too persistent. Goodness gracious, the papers. Where the cash at? Where the stash at? Nigga, pass that.
Homegrown, then I heard a moan. Honey, I'm home. Yep, talk chrome for situations like this. I'm up in his broad, I know he don't like this. Now I'm like, bitch, you better talk to him before the sis put a spark to him. Fuck around, shit, get dark to him. Put a part through him, lose a major part to him. Arm, leg, she begging me to stop, but the cat getting closer. Getting hot like a toaster, a cop toast, Before my eyes could blink, she screams out, honey, bring me up something to drink. He go back downstairs, more time to think. My brain racing, he's telling me to stay patient. She don't know I'm cool as a fan, got in hand. I don't want to blast.
Now, you know, when I listen. Dog, tell me why he said he flashed the heel on the. How you make a song about he was so fly. You sitting there sleeping with Anthony Mascaro, because I think he's passed on. You sleeping with Anthony Mascaro shouting and made a song about it, bro. Flash the heat on him. He stood emotionless. Chopped the glass, screaming, "Don't blast! It's a stash of 100 cash. Just don't shoot my." Oh my god! I remember seeing a snippet of an interview where Fat Joe had confirmed that was Anthony Mason, former player, I think, for the New York Knicks, that Biggie had made.
And they were talking about should he had him.
And I said, God, all right, so let me ask you. In that situation, I wondered if it was like, you know, how like R. Kelly had like Trapped in the Closet, where, you know, Shirley pretty much led him to believe that she was single. I wonder if he knew. I wonder if Biggie had knew, or if he just was just like nonchalant and just didn't care.
You know what? I would say he probably didn't know. Because you got to think about it, back in that day, faithfulness in a relationship was just not really there. So I wouldn't say he didn't know. Or if he did know, he didn't expect the dude to come home.
Cause I'm like, yo, he said, like, I'm in his, you know, why he playing against the Utah Jazz, and I mean, you know, we done been to games before. I think I don't know. Have you been to a pro NBA game before?
Have I been to a pro NBA game?
Yeah.
No, I haven't been to a pro NBA game.
Cause I'm like, I know, like, even as, like, viewing consumers on television, them games may not be, they might not come off as long as they are in person, because you think, like, when it comes to parking and tickets and getting in the stadium and all the pregame festivities and all that, I'm just like, how long was y'all laid up? And when you said, you know, you was actually, I'm just like, whoa, like, you know, how would you have reacted in that way if that would have ever happened to you? Would you react the same way?
Only if I didn't have a tool myself. Because my thing is, the way he acted, with the way Biggie describes him acting, dude didn't have no gun. So, if had I had a gun, nah, it would have been more of a setup coming from me. It'd have been, I'm going to tell you where everything is, and when you go to reaching, I'm going to go to teaching.
Word. Because if you knew he had a shot, you know, like he said in the end when he was with his homies, I was shook, daddy, but I forgot I had my Roscoe. Oh shoot! Okay, all right, let's go here. Which is the better album, Ready to Die or Life After Death?
Life After Death. You don't gotta ask that.
Why is Life After
Death way better?
Ready to Die.
I will say Biggie, Life Ready to Die was a dope album. Life After Death was an album straight for niggas. That was a grown man album. That was straight street life and grown talk. I say the reason I think it's better is more relatable.
And it was a more mature Biggie too, opposed to when he made his first.
Ironically, my favorite song is not on this album. However, it's my favorite album.
Because
it's one of those albums you can listen to any song on the album and be satisfied.
Yes, sir. And even when you listen to Life After Death and Ready to Die, you can just like tell just like in Biggie's voice how much he matured from his first album to his second album.
Yeah, that
like
we
his
off the
voice
say,
got mad deeper than everything.
Yeah. And we often say, I know this is about Biggie, but I was asked what was my favorite Lil Wayne album, and I told them what's my favorite Carter. My favorite Carter was the Carter 5 simply because that was grown man Wayne rapping on Carter 5. And there's something about listening to grown bars.
That's the first.
Grown bars is different. They hit different. You relate to them differently.
That is
about
the first.
So we can switch back.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, we might could do this for like this same type of show for Lil Wayne at some point. But yeah, back to Biggie. So I would agree with you. We enjoy both albums off the strength, but even despite it being a double disc, like you said, Life After Death is so great of a body of work. It has songs for all kinds of like moods and moments and elements and everything. Not saying that the first album didn't, but you know, you got like Going Back to Cali, which is like a party joint. You got, you know, You're Nobody Till Somebody Kills You. You got Somebody's Got to, oh my God, that Lord have man, Long Kiss Getting Dog. Oh my God. Yeah,
Long Kiss Goodnight, niggas
have
been killed off of them songs.
Suicidal Thoughts. Was that on? That might have been on the first album. That might have been
on the first album. Suicidal Thoughts is a real song.
Okay. I'm tripping. Let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. Now, I'll insert this disclaimer right now while it's appropriate. I'm really not too big on rap. I'm more of an R&B dude to my core, just simply being honest. But for your taste to like divulge to our listening audience, is Life After Death your favorite hip hop album of all time?
No.
Okay.
Because that's not hip hop. That's rap. To me, there is a difference between hip hop and rap. I consider Biggie a rapper with songs that's like dance to beats like that, like you said, like Soulja Boy and all that, when he first came out. I consider all that hip hop.
That's crazy because I'm the opposite. I look at Biggie as hip hop, and I look at a lot of these like artists now as just like rappers. I look at Biggie as like an MC, and I look at rap like artists nowadays as just like rappers. Like they're not MCs, period.
That's just my. The reason I say that is because when I think of hip hop artists, I consider them like B boys. Something you're going to hear dancing to. Like, when I think of MCs, I think of rappers. And, like, Biggie. But when I hear hip-hop artists, I think of, like, B-boys. Like, you ain't going to hear no Biggie song being played in its original format and a B-boy dance off. To me, you would hear that. You'd hear more of a hip-hop song.
I ain't mad at that. That's an interesting take. Let me empty out the clip ain't empty. Let me let off one more. Can I let off one more?
Go ahead, let off one more. Let me hear what you're talking about.
Hey!
My 9, my pens, my Mac 10, my Target. All you whack niggas who started rapping. Junior Mafia, C-Lo, niggas know the half. Caviar for breakfast, champagne, bubble bath. Running up in pretty bitches constantly. The small bitch, who the fuck you was supposed to be?
Niggas, grab your dicks if you love hip hop. Rub your dicky just in a big pop. Gotcha, open up the roof at your
bagage.
My densities make MCs freeze. You're waking up in cold sweat, they just dreams. You still apologizing, analyzing my size and your sizing. Realizing a fist fight would be asinine. You just pop wines, I must pop nines. Genuine steel piece, nozzling your grill piece. You shook up, 2 bricks, every cook up. We can hook up, all I see is the future. I put hoes in NY onto DKNY. Miami, D.C., prefer Versace.
That's right.
All Philly hoes know it's Moschino. Every cutie with a booty boy the coochie. Now who's the real dookie? Meaning who's really the shit? The niggas ride dick. Frank White. Armed and dangerous. Ain't too many can bang with us. Straight up, we no angel dust. Label us notorious. Thug-ass niggas that love the bus. It's strange to us. Y'all niggas be scrambling, gambling. Up restaurants with mandolins and violins. We just sitting here trying to win, trying not to sin. High off weed and lots of gin. So much smoke needs oxygen. Steadily counting them Benjamins. Nigga, you should...
Talk to me, Wood.
No problem, man. You doing some real mixing tonight.
I feel like music has been my calling since I was like 15. I just love music. I love like all of it. I really like have been using basic software on my MacBook to like do all of this. And I just got like, I was just in my zone doing it.
Hey, I know you was in there jamming, bobbing, and everything else when you was rocking out.
And I got mad because I tried to include every song, but it's just so many of them, and I just wanted to do something to, you know, just commemorate, like I said, in my opinion, arguably the greatest, you know, rapper of all time. Like, I just wanted to do Biggie a service, man. Like, that man, his music just, I still love it. I still enjoy it. It really do, man. Like, I know we was, you know, for real, like, little kids when, you know, he was murdered, you know, in 97, but when I just think, I mean, I was watching a Snoop Dogg interview on the Breakfast Club years ago, and I remember him saying that when Biggie was here and Tupac was here, it was like, he feels like the game had to, like, take, not in the literal sense, but it's like the game had to kind of let them go for everybody else to, you know, be able to come into, like, the hip-hop game. Because he just felt like the game would have been based on Tupac, Biggie, and Snoop Dogg, even to this day, had, you know, they never passed on or whatnot. And I always wonder, like, what kind of mogul Biggie would have came into. I wonder what that third album would have sounded like. I wonder, like, you know, just what the, like, climate of hip-hop would be if he was still here, you know?
With him still being here, do you think he would have came out with a whole bunch of albums like you see these other, or a whole bunch of, all right, do you think he would have been more into the mixtape game like so many artists is today, or you think he would have just stuck to doing albums but not doing them back to back to back?
I think that what we have seen in the past several years would have probably more than likely still have been the case, because we know with everything, things, they grow and they evolve and change and things. But I believe that, you know, back when, you know, mixtapes and for like legit mixtapes, not like mixtapes that sound like albums, I'm talking about when people was like getting over on people's beats and just killing it, I feel like he would have been dope in that aspect. I know that, you know, even with like Junior Mafia and the reports that he actually wrote, you know, for like Lil Kim, and he wrote that Conspiracy album and helped, you know, cultivate, you know, artists like Lil C's and Charlie Baltimore and all of them artists that he had and the likes, with, you know, Jadakiss, Chic Looch and Styles P, and just was the face of Bad Boy back in that time. I know he would have became a mogul, you know, a lot like, you know, like Jay-Z's and Snoop's and, you know, even more artists that, you know, paved the way and some of the forefathers of hip-hop. It does, man. It'd be like, you know, my homeboy said when he called us in when we first went live, you just wonder what life would have been like. Not, you know, just somebody. That's way too soon, bro. And for us to just have been kids when he was murdered, all I know is, you know, I know my mom loved Biggie. She was like, you know, they tell me all the time, bro, she was like, that should have been your daddy. You feel me? That should have been your daddy.
Come on.
But, yeah, man, I just, you know, we just wanted to, you know, commemorate 23rd anniversary of his, you know, passing. You know, our GOAT, I can say that, you know, confidently for the both of us. I'll let Wood give us any parting remarks that he wants to make before I let off this last, you know, bullet that I got in the clip to celebrate the life
of
the glorious B.I.G.
I do want to say, not debatable at all.
At all.
One of these days we'll try to find somebody who likes Tupac enough to try to defend him, or Jay-Z, or like you said, Nas, or, you know, Wayne. But no debate. The greatest rapper to ever bless a mic. We want to say rest in paradise to the one and the only, the great notorious B.I.G. There is none that has came after him that was as good as him, and there never will be. He was just that good. He was that great. Awesome artist. We want to give a shout out to his family, his children. We don't know what it could be like to lose a parent, but his memory still lives on. And we want to tell you we love you. And, you know, bless him with something else. Bless him with a Maddie M special
Notorious. We love you, Biggie. Hey, y'all have a good night. Matty Hams and Wood, we checking out. Bang.
Yeah. This album is dedicated to all the teachers that told me I never amount to nothing. To all the people that lived above the buildings that I was hustling from that called the police on me when I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter.
Yeah, yeah.
And to all my peoples in the struggle, you know what I'm saying? It's all good, baby, baby.
Shake it, shake it.
It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday.
They can't give me one more day.
First things first, I pop freaks all the honey, dummy, playboy bunnies, those wanting money, those the ones I like cause they don't get Nathan but penetration, unless it smells like sanitation, garbage I turn like doorknobs, heart throb never, black and ugly as ever, however, I say coochie down to the socks. Rings and watch filled with rock. And my jam knocking to Mitsubishi. Girls pee-pee when they see me. Navajos creep me and they pee-pee. As I lay down laws like Allen Coffin. Stop it. If you think you're gonna make a profit, don't see my ones, don't see my guns. Get it? Now tell your friend Papa hit it. Then split it in two as I flow with the Junior Mafia. I don't know what the hell's stopping ya. I'm clocking ya. Versace shade watching ya.
Jealousy's a motherfucker. You weak, jealous motherfuckers. If you a jealous motherfucker, you just a weak motherfucker. See, when you're on top, motherfucker just wanna bring you down. Motherfucker don't even know you.
My dream's filthy, my marble pop mixed me with Jamaican rum and whiskey. What a set off, should've pushed them dead off, wiped the sweat off. Cause in this world, I'm sugar rap inventor. Nigga with the game type, gift that flame right. Spell my name right, B I double G I E. Iced out, lights out, me and Caesar Leo. Getting head for some chick, he know. See, it's all about the cheddar, nobody do it better. Going back to Cali, strictly for the weather, women and the weed, sticky green, no seeds, bitch, please. Papa ain't soft, dead up in the hood, ain't no love lost, got me mixed up, you drunk them licks up, mad cause I got my dick sucked, and my balls licked, all fit, the game is mine, I'ma spell my name one more time, check it, it's the N-O-T-O-R-I-O-U-S, you just lay down slow, recognize the patches on the masses, bumps and bruises, blunts and Land Cruisers. Big Papa smash fools, bad fools, niggas mad because I know the cash rules. Everything around me, two Glock 9s. Any motherfucker whispering about mine.
And I'm
Brooklyn's finest. You rewind this, bad boys behind this. The stress is building up, I can't believe suicide's on my fucking mind. Wanna leave, I swear to God it hit. You ain't worth spit, just a memory. Remember he used to push the champagne range. Silly cat, wore suede in the rain. Suede put the G in game. Had the Gucci frame before Dana Jane. Thought he ran with pain, I can't recall his name. You mean that kid that nearly lost half his brain over two bricks of cocaine. Getting his dick sucked by crackhead Lorraine. A fucking shame,